Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati, and Happy New Year. This is Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. And you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, 1480 AM, 99.5 and 107.9 FM, along with across the world in, or at least the country, on iHeartRadio. And I want to welcome everybody to the show and welcome to 2026. Hard to believe. You know, of course, I think we say that every year. You know, it's funny, because I do say that every year. Like, man, I can't believe, where did that year go? And I've been saying that, I think, since 1995, when I graduated college. You know, I think somebody once said that the days are long, but the years are short. And I think that kind of runs true. But nonetheless, here we are. It's a brand new year, and usually, you know, this time of year, everybody has lots of things they want to accomplish, goals and dreams and things they want to achieve. And, you know, I'm the same way. Every year I kind of look back and beginning of a year, and I look back to say, you know, how did last year go? And I assess, you know, what it was, or what are the things that I'm really proud of for the previous year and the accomplishments I made. And I'll tell you, you know, I couldn't have been more proud about how last year turned out for me, personally anyway, well, and professionally. You know, I had one of my best years in real estate. You know, I'm not going to give out any numbers because that's not who I am. I just, you know, just say I helped a lot of people. I got to serve a lot of good people and help people find homes and sell homes. And that's what I love to do, you know. And, you know, I always go back to why I started in real estate, you know, because when people ask me, why did I get started? And it's not, you know, and I've said this before, and I'll always say it to my dying day. It wasn't the money. The money's fine. It's there. It's the freedom. You know, it's the freedom to write my own schedule, to do my own thing, and help people the way I want to help people, because that's been, you know, instilled in me through my mom and my dad and my entire family. You know, the give to others before you worry about yourself. And, you know, and that's kind of the theme of kind of today's show, because I'm going to talk a little bit about, things that are going on in real estate, but I'm also going to be talking about an organization later on in the show that I belong to, that I hold very dear to my heart, that I've been a part of for the past, I think now 16 years. And that's Rotary Club. And I've talked about Rotary a little bit, but I want to get a little bit more deeper into it and, you know, just give folks, my listeners, everyone out there, kind of an idea of what it is that Rotary does. Because, you know, in a world right now where, you know, things aren't great, and, you know, we saw, I don't know if many of you were watching the news or, you know, picked up anything on social media feeds this morning, but the United States did a little something down in Venezuela, which, you know, good or bad, it's just a sign of, you know, the times of what things that are happening in our world. And everything right now is on a delicate balance, at least in my opinion, as far as, you know, peace and security for all of us, really. But a lot of changes this year, and that also includes real estate. So we're going to go into some real estate topics. Actually, there are some national topics for real estate. There are some things that the administration has proposed that are coming down the pike. Don't know if it's, you know, if they're going to be signed into law, but you know, we understand, I think all of us know, that one of the biggest challenges for this year is going to be affordability. And there are a lot of people that I have talked to within the past 12 months, maybe even a little bit longer, that have been a little disenfranchised, so to speak. In other words, they want to buy a home, but they don't know if they can. And we know that there is an affordability issue with the price of homes being where they are. There are some, you know, signs that, you know, prices are going to may go up again this year. I got some information on that. So, you know, I'm going to do what I can to fill you in on as much of this information as I can, because, you know, everybody, in my opinion, and this is one of, and this has been my personal feeling since, you know, I first got my license, was that everybody deserves a chance to own a home. If you really do like renting, more power to you. I get it, because, you know, you don't have to worry about cutting grass. You don't have to worry about fixing roofs. You don't have to worry about replacing furnaces or refrigerators or stoves or any of those types of things. However, what I will say is that there is a financial advantage to owning a home. And that financial advantage is, once you purchase a home, you know, we all can, you know, put money in the stock market. We can all put money into investments. You know, those investments kind of go up and down. It's volatile. You know, that type of market is volatile. But real estate always tends to go on the rise, always tends to appreciate, right? And on that note, as your value appreciates, your equity in your home also increases, because as you make your payments, you know, you are decreasing the interest. You're also decreasing the principal balance of your mortgage, but you're also creating wealth for yourself, because you're building equity in your home that you can use for, well, what I would always tell, what I tell clients is, don't touch that equity if you don't absolutely have to. Don't do that, because that money can be used for either purchasing a new home down the road, or could be used for saving and investments, whatever that is. You know, all of us are, you know, trying to get to that magic word of retirement. although that's another reason why I got into real estate. I don't ever really have to retire. This is something that I can do for the rest of my life. But for everyone else out there, if you own a home, you understand that your money, you're making your money work for you. And renting, although it does have its advantages, you know, you have to understand that, you know, you're paying somebody else's mortgage. So that money, whether it be $1,500, $800, whatever that number is, that money basically is going to somebody else and not you, to help you. So those are things to think about, you know, going forward this year, if you are a renter and you are thinking of buying a home. And if a lot of these initiatives that are being discussed come to fruition, then that's just going to be a benefit to the future homeowner who says, I want to buy a home, I want to own a home, but I can't right now because of X, Y, and Z. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I've also got a top 10 list of the top 10 winter attractions that are in this area. So if folks like the idea of getting outside and doing some stuff in the wintertime, I know I'm not a big fan of it because, you know, in fact, it's funny, I was actually talking to a couple friends online because I still play video games here and there, and you know it's an outlet. You know, hey, 53 years old, but I'm still in touch with my inner child. I told, you know, my friends were saying, well, what you know, because they heard my heat pump going, and they said, well, where the heck do you have your house at? Is it always running? I was like, yeah, I have my house set at 74. Like, what in the world? You know, they think that's crazy. Fortunately though, my, you know, I live in a townhome, so my electric bill doesn't get that high, but anyway, so I like it warm. Maybe someday I'll move out to Las Vegas and live out there where it's warm all year round. However, you know, those of you that have been out in the desert in the middle of July and August know that it can get a little like crazy hot, but it's dry heat. You know, I've been out in Las Vegas in August and I can actually handle it. The only challenge is that I'm Irish, so I have Irish skin. So the odds of me turning into a lobster, looking like a lobster in about 3 hours is pretty high. So, but anyway, so we're also going to talk a little bit about let's see what's going on locally too. There are some local initiatives for real estate, and we do have, even though I do not have a guest today, I will have a special caller at about 9:30 who will call in to speak with us. So I'm looking forward to that. This will be a great interview with someone very close to me, so I'm excited for that. So to kind of kick things off, let's you know what? This has been a very, even though it's been a great, and everybody loves the start of a new year, it's been a very bad year for Ohio sports. You know, you know, all of us that are Ohio State fans, we were hoping for the best, even though they did lose to Indiana in the Big Ten championship game. We thought, you know, they've got this. They can get through the tournament and get to the national title. And boy, did Miami put a hurting on them. I think the final score was 24 to 13 or something like that. And, you know, Ohio State's season abruptly comes to an end. which is kind of sad because they were the number one team in the country for basically the entire season. However, it just goes to show you that on any given day, any team can win. And I will say this, I am very hopeful for Indiana. You know, I'm not that I don't always root for the underdog. However, Indiana has not won a bowl game since 1991, and that was the Cotton Bowl against Baylor. So you're looking at what, 90? Well, you're looking at 30 some years since Indiana's won a bowl game. So I'm hopeful that Indiana will get to the national title game and win it. It'd be great for the Big Ten, but it'd also be good for Indiana. Great to see a school and a program that's gone through so much finally turn it around and be a winner. But, you know, one of the biggest factors with the Indiana program is what is this transfer portal. And now I've been kind of doing some checking around on this. Now, I played sports. I played football, basketball, baseball, grade school, and high school. And, you know, we didn't have these NILs and these transfer portal things when I was a kid growing up playing these sports. I mean, because now NIL, name, image, likeness, this money is now starting to go into high schools. And, you know, whether you like, I don't know, everybody has their own opinion of it, right? So my opinion of it, I don't think that's right. College, maybe I can see that, okay? Because kids that are in college, you know, of course, if they're coming, depending on their background, always are going to need a little extra money. I understand that. But in high school, no, come on. You know, we're incentivizing, you know, and we're paying these kids to play a sport, and they don't even know if they're going to get to that high or that big next level. But the transfer portal to me is also, again, how you feel about it. I understand on one side that, you know, if a kid has a lot of talent and they're playing at a college that doesn't get a lot of national attention like ESPN or whatever, and they have an opportunity to go to an Ohio State or a Michigan, or I can't believe I just said Michigan, sorry, or a SEC school like Alabama, go for it. But on the flip side of that coin, that also takes away from the word team. So anyway, just some of my thoughts going into this morning. But anyway, we're going to get busy with some real estate topics here when we get back. So you are listening to, and oh, by the way, if you want to call in, 513-563-1480, and you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Get ready to celebrate the birthday of the King of Rock and Roll. And you're all invited as WDJO Radio presents the Elvis Tribute Artist Spectacular. One night only, Saturday, January 10th at the Aronoff Center in Cincinnati. Starring Sean Clutch, Cody Ray Slaughter, Brian Pelton, and Moses Snow. With very special guest Ed Enoch and the Stamps Quartet. Tickets are on sale now, so come celebrate Elvis's birthday. Visit etaspectacular.com today.
Guys, if you're tired of overpaying for your ED medications, Save Discount Drugs has the answer. I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington. At Save Discount Drugs, we offer generic versions of Cialis and Viagra for just $5 a tablet. So stop overpaying and call us today at 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs also offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, and we can fill most prescriptions in 15 minutes or less. We also offer free deliveries to Covington and surrounding communities, including Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky. Call us today to find out more. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs is located at 716 Madison Avenue, one half block south of Hotel Covington. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857. For SaveDiscountDrugs.com.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO 2995 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
Wow, and how appropriate we had a Buckeyes commercial come right before we came back on the air. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO. Sean Dennity here with the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams. And we're on WDJO 1480 AM, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and on iHeartRadio. I want to give a shout-out to one of my sponsors for this year, and that's going to be All Western Mortgage and Rick Barrick. If you need a good mortgage or a refinance, Rick is the guy to call. He's usually a regular on this show, so we'll have him on at some point this month. There were some circumstances today that were not going to allow him to be on. So, but we'll have Rick on here with probably the next week or two. So let's get to the top 10 list. Remember, I mentioned that there is a top 10 list of winter attractions around the Cincinnati area. Folks that like to get out and do some stuff. If you are looking for some things to do, here we go. Number 10, Cincinnati Ballet's The Nutcracker, which is that's a beautiful work of art there. Experience a classic holiday performance. It happens every season. There's Luminate Cincinnati. It's a light show, big immersed light displays throughout the city. Finley Market, of all places, explore this historic market and features local produce, holiday specialties, and seasonal events. Not to mention the fact that if you are a fan of Finley Market, they are doing a capital raising campaign right now. So if you're interested and learning more about that, contact Finley Market directly, because this is a Cincinnati icon and they're looking to grow and expand what their current offerings, and I think that's wonderful. I've been to Finley Market, and they've got a seafood vendor down there, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. So those of you that are Finley Market fans, keep an eye out for that. Washington Park. So there are winter events at Washington Park, festive decorations plus community gatherings. Carew Tower Observation Deck. So you got stunning views of the city blanketed in snow, which I don't know, but of course, as we know how snow works here in the city of Cincinnati, once a flake drops, the entire city shuts down. So I don't know if you'll be able to get into the observation deck, but at least you know it's there. The Cincinnati Museum Center, obviously they've got great exhibits right now. Oh, and right now I think they still have the Auschwitz exhibit, which I'd still like to get down to see. I mean, you know, I'm a big history buff, but, you know, I think that's got to be a really powerful exhibit. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my years, it's, you know, we cannot forget our history. Otherwise, it's destined to repeat itself. And that is a slice of history going back to World War II that, you know, as bad as it was, as horrible as it was, it's not something that we should ever forget, just like 9/11. These are things that we should never forget. Because we do not ever want to see these kinds of things happen again. So Cincinnati Museum Center, head down there. Cincinnati Art Museum has some great collections for the wintertime. Fountain Square Ice Rink, that's always a popular spot. Crone Conservatory, and this is something my family and I used to do pretty much every time around Christmas, or every year around Christmas time. We'd go to Crone Conservatory. It's obviously nice and warm in there, and nice winter display, tropical plants, Christmas trees everywhere. It's absolutely beautiful. And of course, the number one winter attraction is the Zoo and Botanical Garden. They've got their light display, Festival of Lights, which is absolutely gorgeous. I'm sure a lot of my listeners have been there, but if you have not, definitely something worth checking out. Okay. Oh, and for those of you that are looking for the Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia contest, we will do that next week. This week I was running a little short on time. But next week we will have the $25 gift card to a lucky caller with the Where Am I in Cincinnati. So we'll do that next week. All right. So the first topic I want to talk about now, this is something I've found to be interesting because, you know, AI and technology are surging, are booming right now. And I'm sure a lot of you use AI. I know I do a little bit in my real estate business. But AI is becoming a huge topic of conversation. And, you know, the use of AI right now is incredible. There are so many good uses for it. However, the more AI that's getting used and the more that businesses are implementing it, they need data centers to control and manage all of the data that AI demands. So in Ohio, AI investment, there's about up to $2.3 billion of data center development that is coming down the pike. Ohio has secured a $2.3 billion worth in AI venture capital across 244 different deals. Data centers will generate 172,000 temporary and 25,500 permanent jobs, but there are some infrastructure concerns and power shortages that threaten this expansion, right? So, and these are topics that, you know, we all talk about. Yes, it's great. You know, growth is great, but the infrastructure needs to be there. And so this is kind of the background of it. So technology advocacy groups, the American Edge Project and Technology Councils of North America published America's AI Surge, Powering Investment, Growth and Jobs in Every State. A large portion of the investment in the data centers are going to be built around the Columbus area because Ohio was indicated to be the number six most biggest state for AI expansion because, you know, a lot of what happens in the AI world goes through Ohio, right? So the facilities are most of these, like I said, are going to be in the Columbus area. And like I said, Rich ranks sixth largest market for data centers globally. And three data centers, but in the local area, three data centers resulting in potentially billions of investment are also planned for the Cincinnati area. There is a hyperscale data center proposal in Trenton, another in Wilmington, and a similar project in Hamilton. Now, the cost estimates haven't been disclosed, but are obviously expected to be in the billions of dollars. So there are right now 191 existing data centers in Ohio, with 102 announced or under construction. New data center investment in Ohio is projected to generate more than, like we said, 172,000 temporary jobs and 25,500 permanent jobs. So, and $266 million in tax revenue over the next decade. Now, that's according to, now these are numbers, according to the what these economists are talking about. But the problem is, though the data center market is booming, environmental and infrastructure concerns could hinder this new development. This month, the village of Asheville near Rickenbacker Airport became the fourth municipality in central Ohio to enact a temporary ban on data centers. So here's the question. Here's the problem, right? So if you're talking, you know, the amount of kilowatts that are needed to, and I don't have these numbers, but it's got to be in the tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of kilowatts that are needed to power these data centers. If the infrastructure is not there to support it, how are you going to build it? Number two, you've got to have roads. And on the real estate side, though, that also means there's going to be a definite shortage of housing unless there are people in that area that are able to apply and get those jobs. But on the flip side, you know, these companies that are building these data centers are more than likely going to bring people into the area. So as we think about that, well, you're going to need more housing. You're going to need more possibly schools. You're going to need more police. You're going to need more social services, right? Well, all that stuff costs money. So if you're going to build these data centers, my opinion, that infrastructure should be in place before that data center, the first, you know, piece of ground is dug up, before that data center is even built. And unfortunately, though, with developers, a lot of times they don't really take into account what infrastructure is already in place. They just want to develop the land, make their money. And I've said this before, they want to develop the area, make their money, and go on to the next project and leave the rest of the other stuff, the infrastructure, the services and everything else up to the taxes up to the residents that are already there. So you know, to be more of a proactive approach is to, if we know exactly where these data centers are going to go, if they've already plotted out the land, if they've already permitted it and everything else, then start building the infrastructure around it while the data center is getting built, because that way the services are there. And also, even though there's more than likely going to be a tax abatement, which is always an incentive for these data, these companies to come in and build these data centers, which are companies like Google and Meta and so on and so on, they're the ones that are building these data centers, Amazon. So if you give them a tax abatement, understandable that I get that because that's an incentive. However, that incentive should be, I guess, proportional to how much the existing population is going to have to cover the cost of building that new infrastructure. In other words, don't give them so much of a tax abatement that it's going to burden the existing people that are already living in the community. Find a way to make it affordable for them, but also give the incentive to the companies to come in and build these data centers. So these are things to keep your eye on as we move forward this year. But again, on the bright side, new jobs, more economic impact. If that economic impact goes to where it's supposed to go to, then perhaps then we could start seeing some advantages and some tax breaks and some price breaks to the local communities. What I will also say is that with the price of energy coming down, as we see with our gas prices, if energy prices come down, and hopefully that will also start being seen in gas and electric prices, that's also going to benefit, because we know everything in the world is related to or is affected by the price of energy, right? So if electricity costs come down, if we see natural gas prices come down, price of oil is already down, which means that fuel for our cars is a little bit less, then that's going to help everything. So, all right, so that kind of unpacks a little bit of that. When we come back, we have my special guest waiting on hold, and you are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in just a minute.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrick, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Chicago, Styx, the Windy Cities Tour. Finally, two iconic bands together for the first time. August 6th, Riverbend Music Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. Don't miss Chicago and Styx. All the hits. Your kind of tour.
When you need the expertise of a top-notch plumbing company, it's Zins Plumbing you ought to call. Oh, they may be at the bottom of the alphabetical listing, but the service and pricing of Zins Plumbing puts them at the head of the class. They don't keep you waiting for hours on end on appointment calls. Zins Plumbing works within a two-hour time frame, so you don't waste your time waiting for a service technician. And when a Zins plumber comes to solve your problem, you can feel confident the job will be done right. With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know what the cost will be before they start. They bill on a flat rate basis instead of an inefficient hourly billing system. Zins state-of-the-art trucks carry thousands of parts to complete your job with no needless delays. Well-trained professional plumbing technicians and courteous customer service are the hallmark of Zins Plumbing. It's a local family business proudly serving Greater Cincinnati since 1976. They can probably schedule your appointment today. Give Zins Plumbing a call at 681-2501. 681-2501. Zins Plumbing.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in five historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Okay, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO 1480 AM 99.5 and 107.9 FM and all over the United States on iHeartRadio. So I mentioned before the break that we have a very special caller, and this is a very special person in my life who has been basically a part of my life for 53 years. Hi, Mom!
Hey, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Columbo is on all day long, so I'm in happy heaven.
You ain't leaving the couch, are you?
Well, maybe to take Teddy out for a few walks. Teddy's my little rescue, Sharpay.
How's he doing? You said he had a hot spot.
The hot spot? Well, thankfully, the vets were able to get it cleared up, and he's on prednisone and antibiotics, and he's back to his happy self chasing squirrels.
Oh, well, you know what? Well, you give him the happy drugs, he's, you know, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. You bet. Happy drugs. Perfect.
So how's
your day been so far?
Okay. This is the first time I'm doing the show solo. It's nice to be able to bribe your own mother to call in when you don't have anybody else to talk to.
You'll have to come out and take care of your job at the house.
Oh, gosh. You have a list for me already, huh?
Absolutely. It's the honey-do list. It's what? January 3rd, and I keep making it and adding to it. And
good grief.
You know. Thankfully, you're a wonderful son, and I appreciate it.
Don't go too deep, Mom. I don't want to get emotional on the air.
Oh, all right. Well, when you texted me to call, and I thought,
I know,
you know, it's the first of the year,
yep,
and all kinds of new things happening. And we didn't talk. Sean and I have this wonderful relationship. We go out for lunch every Sunday.
Yep.
I bribe him. I pay for lunch so he could go out and I can see him. We didn't talk about the new year. What new year resolutions do you have?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, okay. So I posted on social media that I had like a word for last year, which was, I don't even remember it. But
well, it must have been a really good one.
Well, but think about everything I accomplished last year, right? There were a lot of, you know, things that I needed to do that I did that were not easy, right?
That is true.
Yeah, the weight loss, the financial stuff. There was a lot that I needed to overcome, and I did. So, you know, that kind of builds my confidence a little bit, right? So my word this year is thrive. So that means that, yeah, so it's like taking everything that's happened last year, apply it to this year, and then just grow from there.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was thinking about, you know, you growing up and
oh, Brent's watching right now, so say hi to Brent.
Yeah, we want to go to all of that. But, you know, some of the words that reflect you.
Yeah.
Your challenge was always a word that comes first to mind because.
Oh, God, yeah.
You're very strong-willed. You're kind of like your mother and your grandmother, God bless her soul, who went through an awful lot as a war bride and
yep.
lost a husband who was a fighter pilot in Japan.
Yep.
And she survived, and boy, she was one strong lady. And so you've taken up that, I guess it's maybe a torch or cross to bear, whatever. But challenge has always been one of the things that reflects you, the challenges that you face and the strength that you've had coming through those challenges.
There's been a few.
Growing up, you were a challenge. Your dad and I, we shake our heads a lot and just go, oh, yeah, well, it's Sean. Even from the time that was reflecting on some of the things when we'd go grocery shopping and you were a toddler, 2 or 3 years old, and you were sitting in the little seat in the grocery cart talking to bananas.
What?
You'd grab a banana and you'd talk to it like you were talking on
the
phone.
Oh, on the phone. Oh, my God. I completely forgot about that. But now I remember.
Oh, yeah.
When you say that, it's like, I remember. Yeah, I did that. I know. Yeah.
Yes, you did. You talked to bananas. So you can talk to anybody and anything. So this has been a good venue for you to be able to get out there and talk.
Well,
you could talk yourself into and out of any kind of a situation. You have that ability, which is unbelievable. The other thing, the other word that comes to mind, and they're really two words, kindness and respectfulness. When we're out for lunch, if a veteran walks into the restaurant, you always get up, you walk over, and you say, thank you for your service.
Yep.
And you don't see that a lot.
No, you don't.
That's really says a lot for you as a man,
mm-hmm.
and the kind of respect that you have for people who have done wonderful things for us in our country.
Amen.
And also, you know, the fact that you will go out of your way to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when you've talked about some of your clients and things that you have done for them over the years, going over and above what many other realtors probably have done, making sure that they have a new life in a new home. And, you know, this new career path, it's taken you a while to find it. But
50 years.
You found it, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you found your niche, because a lot of people never do.
No, you're right,
and you certainly have. And I won't get too sappy, but I am proud of you. Again, the challenges that you presented over the years, we've all come through them, thankfully, and they're behind us. But
yep.
It makes you who you are, and it's added to the gray hair, and thank goodness for Revlon boxes of number 43 that have gotten me through it.
Well, you know, Mom, and you bring up a couple of great points there, because, you know, We as children try to be a product of both our parents, right? And the one thing that Dad taught me was in the word. I remember the word that I had last year was resilience, right? Resilience.
That was it. Yep.
Yeah, resilience. And even though Dad left us 30 years ago, the resilience that he had in that last year to try and do as much as he could, kept fighting and wouldn't stop. Right. And then
absolutely. And for people who, you know, his dad was diagnosed with metastatic pancreatic cancer that had metastasized to his liver.
Yep.
When it was diagnosed and we went to the oncologist and he said, how long, you know, what's the diagnosis? And the doctor said, well, 10% survive a year. And he said, I will be one of them. And he was. He lived 13 months after the diagnosis.
Yep.
He was in his office up until 2 weeks before his death. Again, that resilience. And he wasn't going to give up. So, you got that from your dad.
Right. But then the other stuff you mentioned about compassion and thinking of others first, that was you and Grandma. You know, but and the strength. Well, strength came from both of you, but you know, the compassion and the giving to others. That's always I always credit you and Grandma for that. You know, when you've told me so many different times that, you know, Sean, you're generous to a fault. Well, damn right I am. It's your fault.
Yeah.
But you know what? At the same time, you know, and in reflecting back on all of my years, you know, I always look at.
Please don't say all of that. That makes me feel too much older than what I really want to admit to.
As I look
and
back on the past
that,
couple of weeks,
that age over Christmas, and it just it sends shivers down my body. But I don't want to think that I'm as old as I am.
You're not.
Really young at heart.
No. Well, no. Well, why do you think I exercise three times a week? I don't ever want to slow down. Of course, unfortunately, you know, as life goes, I mean, we all have to, but.
It happens.
But, you know, and the thing is, you know, as I think back to things that have happened in the past, you know, it's, there's always been a pit or like a bottoming out and then the rise back up. Right. So the different things that I did or that I tried, you know, always that, you know, I had this individualistic type mentality to myself. And I don't know I guess that maybe it's because I was an only child or I am an only child. But the
it's not going to happen. You're not going to have any siblings, I'm afraid to say.
Well, yeah, unless there's an immaculate conception, Mom. Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. But
or I marry somebody that has lots of kids, but that's not going to happen either.
He has to get through
I'll
me first.
That right now. That ain't going to happen.
That's it. He's got to get through me first. Anyway, the point being is that, you know, it's that independence that's why it took me so long to find real estate, right? I didn't like being told what to do. You knew that. You and Dad knew that for God, when I was
from
a teenager.
Beginning.
Yeah. I didn't want to be told what to do. I wanted to do my own thing. Got me in trouble a lot. But
yes, it did.
But if I wasn't that way, I don't think I could have been a real estate agent. I don't think I could be doing this job if I wasn't, you know, able to say I want to do things my way. Or, you know, but I will say this: I have gotten better at asking for help. if there's something
thing,
I don't know,
you know, we want to think we're out there solo in the rowboat, but we always need to have somebody there to cover our back. But
amen.
Yeah, talk about, you know, those independence. I again with the banana, that's one of my favorites. But I also remember when you were little and I'd be in the kitchen cooking and you'd want to go over to the stove and I'd go, no.
Oh geez, here we go with this story.
Don't touch. And you'd put out your right hand and I'd go, no, and I'd slap it. And you'd look at me with those cute little eyes, and you'd smile and twinkle, and put your hand behind you, and put the left hand out.
Right. So, yeah, what was hot for one hand isn't hot for the other.
Waters. You were always trying to see, again, that it was that independence. It was that streak that you had.
Yeah.
And that's brought you through a lot of
bad things. Well, not bad, challenges.
Life.
There we go. Yeah. Well, speaking of challenges, I've got to take a break, Mom, but... thanks for calling. We'll continue this tomorrow at Carrabba's.
You betcha. I'm looking forward to it. Unfortunately, they don't have my mussels and wine sauce, but I'll find something on the menu. Have a wonderful day. Love you.
Love you too, Mom. Thank you so much. I will see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, how about that for a treat, folks? That was my mom, and no, I did not pay her to be on the show. Anyway, You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJ, where the music is. We will be back in just a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Jean Robert's Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff in East Walnut Hills is open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and cocktails. Savor classic French dishes including escargot, onion soup, and beef tartare. Enjoy an authentic French dining experience in a comfortable, casual atmosphere at Le Bar à Bouffe. Chef's famous beef Wellington is a luxurious dish, carved tableside, and available for pre-order on weekend nights. And of course, Le Bar à Bouffe has the finest selection of French wine you can enjoy while you dine in or relax on the Le Bar à Bouffe patio with a lovely river view. Carryout is always available. The Le Bar à Bouffe team are awaiting your arrival. So come to Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff, 2200 Victory Parkway, with convenient parking. For reservations, call 513-751-2333 or visit lebarabouffe.com.
Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GRAVY25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GRAVY25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GRAVY25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup. Like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity. Factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat. In-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine. And the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer, online at budherbertmotors.com.
Okay, well, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 107.9 and 99.5 FM, and all over the United States on iHeartRadio. Just had, if you've been tuning in and just heard the last segment, you know, I got a what a great way to start the year. You know, have my mom call in, and by the way. And if mom, you're still listening, I'm going to embarrass you here just a minute for just a second. Those of you that are that live in the Anderson Township area probably remember my mother if you are my age. And she was a school teacher for 30 years and was known as DT Dennity. My mom would hand out detentions like a Vegas blackjack dealer on a Saturday night. So, but many of my friends, and mom, you'll appreciate this, many of my friends. That I'm still in contact with will always say, yeah, you know, your mom was, you know, she was hard as nails, but, you know, I learned the most from her. And I can understand that, too, because even though, you know, I was rampantly individualistic when I was a younger kid, when I was a teenager, I was rebellious in a lot of ways. But, you know, learning from mistakes, but at the same time, it was a great childhood. And sorry for the gray hairs, mom, but I'll buy lunch tomorrow. How about that? Okay. So before we got a little bit of time left here, so let's dive into the property tax reforms that had been proposed and approved for the state of Ohio for 2026. So there's several House bills here. Now I'm going to kind of go through these a little bit quick. So if you have a question about these, you can either call the station, 513-563-1480, or you can reach out to me directly, and I can give you some additional information. My direct number is 513-227-4284. Feel free to call me if you have any questions about this or about any of these bills that I'm going to be talking about. So, Ohio House Bill 124, which is known as the Flip the Script Act, reforms Ohio's property tax system by shifting valuation authority from the State Department of Taxation to county auditors. It aims to curb sharp property tax spikes by using localized representative sales data for assessments. Now, that's actually kind of cool because, you know, a lot of times, you know, the state, because a lot of these huge price spikes came from when homes were being basically auctioned, not really auctioned, but I mean, it was the highest bidder wins. And this goes back to the COVID times. So when homes were being $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 over asking price and people were actually paying that amount for a $200,000 home to be sold at $250,000. So that's where a lot of this comes from. So, but that's what this bill is going to help. If it's going to be done more at a local level, that's really going to be a big help. There's also Ohio House Bill 129, which was signed in December of this last year, I should say, because it's 2026, reforms property taxes by modifying the 20 mil floor calculation to include emergency, substitute, and other levies aimed at preventing unvoted tax spikes for homeowners. It allows districts to renew certain levies as fixed sum and aims to reduce, not just cap, tax increases. So the 20 mil reform, it's going to be closing loopholes in this 20 mil floor, a minimum funding requirement for school districts by requiring that emergency, substitute, and incremental growth and conversion levies be counted toward it, preventing tax spikes, fixed sum levies, which means school districts with existing emergency or substitute levies can renew them as fixed sum levies up to 5 years. So, in other words, it can't go higher than a certain amount. So what is this 20 mil floor calculation? Well, because I know that's going to be something that people are like, what is all this? Well, it's a method used to ensure school districts receive a guaranteed minimum level of property tax revenue for current expenses, which has been modified by House Bill 129, right, which we're talking about. The original calculation derived from the state's efforts to limit tax increases when property values rose was as follows. Only inside millage, fixed sum levies, and if the net revenue collected after applying tax reduction factors fell below the 20 mil threshold, the effective rates of the included voted levies were adjusted upward to reach that floor. This resulted in automatic property tax increases when property values grew in districts that were on that, in quotes, on the floor. So the new calculation, which is effective now, it changes this calculation by expanding the types of levies that are included in the 20 mil floor determination, which will take effect on tax bills this year. The revised calculation will now include general inside millage, voted tax rate, voted fixed rate current expense levies, emergency and substitute levies, incremental growth and conversion levies, the property tax equivalent of a school district income tax. And the impacts of this change, many school districts that were previously on the floor will be pushed above it. For these districts, House Bill 920 tax reduction factor will apply to their current expense levies, preventing the automatic unvoted, mind you, tax spikes that occurred with rising property values. The bill aims to reduce, not just cap, tax increases in affected districts and is estimated to result in a statewide school district revenue losses, which, you know, of about $120 million for this tax year. However, there are ways for that to be made back up. So, again, can't get too far deep into that, but that, you know, because, again, we're talking about math and calculations and things that most of us don't really understand, which is why if you have additional questions, please reach out to me and I can help you understand it a little bit better. House Bill 186 provides an estimated $1.7 billion in property tax relief over 3 years by capping school district tax increases at the rate of inflation, specifically targeting districts on the 20 mil floor. It also reforms the owner occupancy credit and eliminates the non-business credit for non-owner occupied properties. Now, this is actually a very good piece of legislation. Okay. Excuse me. Good grief. Hope I'm not coming down with a cold here. I apologize. The owner occupancy tax credit. Now, as many of you know, or maybe don't know, there are, even when you buy a home and you move in, there are some immediate advantages and reductions in your property taxes. One of them is the owner occupancy credit. So it phases out, number one, the non-business credit, except for agricultural property, while expanding the owner occupancy tax credit, providing over $800 million in relief over 4 years. What that means is right now, and I actually posted this on social media, that the reduction amount is right around 2.5% right now. So, and where do you find this? You actually find this on the county auditor site. So if you wanted to look at your tax bill, exactly how your taxes are broken down line item by line item, it'll show you your gross tax, all of your reduction amounts, and then what your final 6 month or half year taxes are. One of those line items is the owner occupancy credit. Now that credit, right now, like I said, is at 2.5%. Over the next 4 years, that's going to go up to over 13%. So factor that in. Now, granted, is it a lot of money right now? No, of course not. But over the course of time, it is going to be an advantage and it is going to help. Again, we also have to consider that when you make these reductions and when you are taking basically, you know, these initiatives that are designed to help the consumer and help homeowners, that is true, put more money in their pocket, somewhere along the line, that revenue has to be made up. And this is another thing that we've talked about in the past, and this is another hot topic, is the elimination of property taxes. And I do believe, there is a petition, I believe, that's going around to get this on the ballot. Let me tell you something, folks. I'm not a big fan of property taxes myself. In fact, I think if you get to a point where you own your home outright, you should not have to pay property taxes anymore. However, on the flip side of that coin, you do understand, and if you don't understand, but here's kind of the skinny. Your taxes, your property taxes pay for the schools, pays for firemen, pays for policemen, pays for road improvements, supposedly. I know some folks may argue against that and say, no, my tax dollars are going to, we're not going to get into that because that we could take a week talking about, you know, the potential fraud stuff that goes with where our tax dollars are going. Bottom line is, in theory, taxes go for services, right? So if you're taking that money away from those services, then how does it get reimbursed? Where does it come from? Sales tax, gas tax, cigarette tax, you know, commodity tax, wherever. So that money has to be made up somehow. So those are more topics that we can talk about at a later time. But these are just some of the things that the state, at least understand that this is what the state is trying to do to help homeowners. And I think there's going to be more that's going to be done. So anyway, so we're going to wrap it up here. I want to thank all of you for listening, but thank you, Mom, for calling in. And next week we will we'll try and see if Rick will be available to talk about some mortgage stuff that's coming down the pike and what's good for this year. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and we will catch you all next week. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.